A while back, I interviewed Mona Sabani on her book, Proof of Spiritual Phenomena. In this book, she spoke about this medium that she worked with, Linda Nichols, and she reached out to me shortly after the podcast and said, you should reach out to Linda and see if she'd be willing to be on the show. She was a nurse for many years, but she was also a medical intuitive and worked very closely with a physician, never told anybody that this was her sort of superpower, but he knew it. And so she worked closely with him in the hospital using her medical intuition that were then confirmed with tests to help patients, all sort of under the rug. And I reached out to Linda, and today's episode is my interview with her. But what I wanted to share that was so incredibly powerful, obviously I have a lot of mediums who come on the show, a lot of intuitives. I never really delve into any readings for me. But at the end of this episode, Linda shared with me that there was information coming through that was very powerful for me. Would I be open to allowing her to share some of that? And of course, I got excited and said yes. And what she shared with me was incredible. You can hear some of it at the end of the episode. And then some of it, she did not want it recorded. She said it needed to be private. But what I will share is that some of what came from that reading was me connecting with a spirit guide. And I had really felt myself struggling lately to just connect in general. I have been really just bogged down in the realities of human existence, of life, of trying to figure lots of things out. I have a daughter that's getting ready to go to college in a little over a year. And so I was feeling really, really disconnected from myself. And once she said this, I thought, okay, let me try and see what happens. And so it's only been a week and a half since she encouraged me to connect with my spirit guide. But what I can tell you is the changes have been profound in terms of my ability to open up, in terms of what I'm experiencing, in terms of what I'm seeing. And it was just a super, super fun experience to have her say that to me, for me to start opening up and connecting, and then to see what happens. So make sure you listen to the whole interview all the way till the end to hear her reading that she did on me. And here, with that, here is my interview with Linda Nichols.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome, Linda.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So, as a medical intuitive, a psychic medium, tell us how you came to doing this work.
I've never not been able to do it, and I don't know how to explain that. It's something happened when I was six, and I had a lot of experiences. And then when I was about 15, 16, then it really started to settle in. And then when I was 21, I had already finished nursing, and so I was working on staff, and there happened to be a doctor there, and for some reason, we started having a conversation about my experiences, and so he invited me to, why didn't I just scan a body and give him some feedback, and let's kind of play with this. So that's how the medical intuitive started, and so I worked with him until he passed as that. In 75, I started doing professional readings. I call them psychic readings. But prior to that, it was just the medical intuitive, and it was just between him and I, which was really great because it gave us feedback instantly what I saw, because, you know, he would run tests accordingly and that type of thing. So it's just one thing has led to another. It's just, it's been my entire life. As far as being able to do that now, there's a lot of foundation that comes with that. As you progress and you grow into it and basically mature into it. So, and you need that foundation. You just can't go out and just kind of be willy-nilly about this, because there's a lot, actually tremendous amount of responsibility with it, no matter what type of session you're having with someone.
So was there something specific that happened to you at the age of six that you recall, or you just recognized this opening that you were having?
No, there was an event at a Nazarene church. Both sides of my family were religious. One was Nazarene, one was Baptist. And there was an altar call this particular Sunday, and I just had this absolute urge to go down to the altar call. And when I got down there, this being showed up on my right side and started talking to me about my life ahead. And all I could do was weep. So there was an event, and I was shown and told my path. So from there, at 6 years old, it's really hard to comprehend. So,
yeah, I would imagine. I'm trying to imagine this little six-year-old girl walking up to the altar, a being beside her, and then being like, okay, I know now my whole life's work at six.
That's why then at 15, 16, then it really started to sink in with some of the experiences, like, oh, yeah, I recall that. So basically they sowed the seeds, and it gestated until about, you know, 15, 16. So then I really started exploring, but there was nothing to find, because this was, It was 1965, so at 15, you know, there's nothing out there at that time.
So what did it look like between 6 and 16? Did you have psychic experiences? Were you seeing things? What kind of?
There was knowings. I would see events, but they were kind of like movies. I'd watch movies. And then, sure enough, two or three days later, the event would happen. So it was just experiences like that, you know, and I would tell my mom, and she would kind of take it with a grain of salt, to be honest. And sometimes it was scary because I didn't know what was happening. So I really didn't have any support, but most importantly, I didn't have the language to express what was going on. So what happens is you become very internalized, and I became an observer, let's put it that way, just paying attention to things and people. The other thing that I've just recognized, which was very different, is I could tell when people wasn't, and then I wouldn't call it that, congruent with what they were saying and what their energy said. I could see the difference. There was a discrepancy there. And that was really hard to comprehend or understand why they were saying this when I could feel what they were really feeling or thinking. So that was quite honestly troublesome, because then you don't know what to do or what to believe, or you just don't understand.
Were these experiences things that would happen like with friends, or, I mean, so you would sense the incongruency?
No. Okay. Like a fire. I would see a fire. Somebody's house would catch on fire. I would recognize, and then I'd see it on TV, on the news, because back then that would be on the news. So, or I would see which I wouldn't really understand at the time, like volcanoes or eruptions, mm-hmm. fires. Usually, you know what I just realized? A lot of them are natural events, mm. you know, weather related, airplanes crashing, things along those lines.
So more in the precognition yes. space. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about the energy of people and you're kind of connecting in with their energy or they were saying something and it didn't seem congruent, are you feeling this? Is it claircognizance? Is it?
It's everything.
Okay.
I have all clairs. It's like I listen. They're talking all the time. I listen. I watch movies and I also see something written. It's everything. I don't know how to explain it. It's just my whole being is a receiver, I guess. All my senses.
So you became a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And you're working with this doctor, but you're working in a traditional nursing capacity as well?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm on the floor. I'm working on the floor. Or at one point I was in ER. And that was pretty helpful in ER because when they would come in, you're trying to triage. So I could say things pretty quickly, like, look at this, look at that. The spleen looks ruptured. So he would know kind of, you know, what test, what to do.
Mm-hmm. What are the other physicians that you're working with saying or thinking about this, or did they know, or was this just
we didn't share this with anyone? It was between the two of us. At that time, there would have been, well, we were probably been both let go, to be honest, because this is a small rural community back in the early 70s, so this stuff didn't exist.
Wow.
And we just played with it because he was open to things. The interesting thing about him, you know, that he was from India. So there was a receptivity to that.
So how do you feel like this shifted outcomes for patients? And can you give me some examples of like experiences that you had or patients you worked with, what you saw and then what would happen?
One particular one there again, there was something hidden that they wasn't looking for. And this was on the pancreas and it happened to be a tumor because they were the complaint was something else. And so we'll come in and he actually had cancer. Another one was there again. I don't know why I kind of see cancer pretty easily. Was there brain cancer, things like that. When he come in and just saying, was feeling dizzy, things like that. But they were looking at other things, like because he was a farmer, pesticides, other things. So they weren't really, they were looking more of toxicology rather than going in and say doing a scan. So that kind of, when I talked to my doctor, and so then he ordered something different. And you have to be careful. Because you have to have some sort of reason to order a particular test, even back then. So we'd have to kind of massage things, if you will, to get the proper testing done.
So what do you see when you say you see cancer? Like when you do mm-hmm. a medical intuitive reading,
mm-hmm.
what types of things are you going into? What are you looking for? What is the experience like
for you? I'm not looking
for
anything. I am open because the body tells me where to go, and it each individual, let's say, each thing has its own energy. Cancer has a particular frequency. So there again, back to frequencies. So every disease, you know, even every injury, whatever, it has a frequency. And I've just learned to read that frequency. So it shows up pretty quick for me. It just, and I, in my mind's eye, I put the person and I just do a scan. And I'll sit, like if the person's in front of me, I'll do this, I'll go down. And like, because I am and scan their body. And I'm not looking at them directly. I'm always over to the side. So that's my method. and they'll stop me. And then I'll explore in there to see, because it could be more than one thing. So I have to identify what it is, but I do not diagnose. All I will tell them is I'm seeing something here, and, you know, and recommend they see, you know, the appropriate medical professional. But I do not diagnose anything. Mm-hmm. But there again, if nothing shows up, you know, then I'll just say, I'm not seeing anything. I just be very honest, but very, you have to be careful. Again, you're dealing with people's lives. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I want to do is scare someone. So, you know, it's and I'm also checking their emotional basis, because a lot of times what's coming up that I'm seeing is, okay, that would be considered a physical diagnosis, but what's going on behind that? And look, okay, what was the gestation of this, or the genesis? And look at that, because that I can speak to a little bit. So I'm trying to offer as many resources as possible, whether it's, you know, going to see, you know, a particular type of practitioner, or a method, you know, there again, healing. But I, you know, and I refer all that out, and I have lots of resources. So that's, you know, kind of what I've gleaned over the years doing that.
So someone comes to you, and let's say they have, I don't know, let's say they have depression. We're going to stay in the realm of what I'm familiar with.
Okay.
And you would scan, and you would say, maybe I can see that perhaps this began 12 years ago. The origin story of this might be around the time you were 15 years old. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about exploring that? Something along those lines.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And again, it depends on the client and how established I am with that client and what our history is as to how far I'll go. Because I need to know what the receptivity is on things too. And that's not for me asking them. That's more of being in their energy and learning and know what's a safe thing to speak to or not. Mm-hmm. Because I can cause more harm by saying something I see than if I didn't address it.
Right. And so do people work with you ongoing, or are they more?
Yes.
Okay. So what does that work look like? Like ongoing versus just me coming to you one time and saying, would you just do a reading for me and let me know what you see? Is that
okay? It's up to the client. I let them dictate. So right now, one particular cancer patient I'm working with, and I have for 6 months. And what we do is they'll come to me and they'll say, so this doctor, give me the doctor's name, and this is what they want to do. And I test it, and people would call it muscle testing, but I do it energetically. Mm-hmm. Is this appropriate for her or them or that body, or is that person? Maybe the methodology is fine, but particular that facilitator may not be. So we look at all of that. So we drill that down to supplements, everything. So we drill it down for each individual, let's say, recommendations or whatever is being prescribed or suggested, and work with that. And then we go, so like then, and it's up to them. And then they come back and say, this is where I'm at. And now this is going on. So how does that look? And what I found with most people is that by doing that, they have better results. Mm. I have one now, that this one I'm working with right now, she's just on the verge of remission. And we have thrown the book at her, with all different like alternative modalities, but also some mainstream. We've avoided we've avoided surgery.
Wow.
Yeah, the tumor has shrunk so much when she went back to the surgeon. He says, I don't believe we need to do this. So,
and did she tell her what the secret weapon was?
They've asked. And she just says, I'm just following my intuition and leave it at that. Because I, you know, I'm nobody. I'm the background, you know. So it doesn't need to be, you know, it's up to her, whatever she wants to do. But again, I don't know. I don't know how to explain myself. I'm just here if you need me and you feel a fit. Other than that, I just go on about my life.
Mm-hmm. If you love the show, there are several ways you can show the love. You can go to patreon.com at Dr. Amy Robbins, just put in my name, and support the show in any monetary amount you feel comfortable. $5, $10, $20 a month makes the world of difference to me. So I would appreciate if you could support the show, if you're already supporting the show. There aren't enough ways to put into words how grateful I am for that support. It literally has made such a difference to me, and it is what keeps this show going. So thank you so much. Also, make sure you're subscribed anywhere you can get the show. You are following me on Instagram. Please subscribe to my newsletter, DrAmyRobbins.com, where I do bi-monthly soul wisdoms. I'm going to be getting back to that. I took a little break, but they are coming back. And also, you can follow me on Instagram at Dr. Amy Robbins. That is where I'm the most active. That's the social media platform you can find me on the most frequently. And just reach out. Let me know your thoughts on a podcast. Share the podcast with friends, whomever you think would be interested in this topic. Just please pass it along. And thanks as always for your support. How much are you, when you're kind of out in the everyday world, are you picking up on things? Or is it for you pretty shut down just to your work and then?
No, it's an ongoing thing. We haven't. My team and I, you know, are interactive 24/7. Because why not? They guide me and they help me, you know, they've been with me since, and I know of six. So this is normal for me. Mm-hmm. And we don't encroach, you know, there again, there's unwritten laws. You don't go looking and say, if I go to the grocery store, I'm not exploring somebody's life or anything. It's nothing like that. It's more about guidance for me, you know, should I go here, go there? Or we just have conversations. Or I can be shopping and they'll give me insights on things that I need to, when I get home, write down. Mm. It's just an ongoing conversation. It's a partnership.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like anybody can open up to this? I've heard different, you know, different degrees along the spectrum of people's abilities to connect in this way. What is your take on it?
Absolutely. But again, there's a lot that comes into that too. What direction? What are you interested in? What was your past lives like? What were you adept at? What do you bring forward with regard to that? But do we all have access to a team where we can interact and that just guide our own life? Absolutely. There's not one of us that can't do that, because that's part of the life here on this planet. Is we're not alone. We're not sent down here and just dropped off, if you will.
What would you recommend as the way to begin to have those angels, like the light being that kind of contacted you when you were 6 years old? What would be the first step to opening up to that for all of us?
Okay, their first thing. Oh wow. Okay,
what are they saying? What are they saying? And is this Thomas? I know,
yes.
Or Tomas.
We call him Thomas because it's together, one mind appearing separate, and it's what it means. So okay. It's a collective. Some of them have incarnated in the physical. Some have not.
So some of them are currently incarnated in the physical.
No. They have, none of them aren't currently, but some of them have lived in the physical life, not necessarily this planet. And some of them have never been physical. And this is new to me, so I just got an insight. Okay. They said, how do you connect? They said, why do they come to me? Because at 6 years old, I had no ego. So your ego has to get out of the way, and the ego has a tendency to have an agenda. Mm-hmm. So if you want to connect with them, you need to come in. Just be open to hear what they have to say and allow them to assist you. But just, you know, you have to have the invitation, be ready for it. No ego. And that's kind of the setup. What do you do? How do you do it? Is you meditation. And there's all types of meditation. And there was a gentleman, his name was, I don't know if they let me say his name. He was well known. But anyway, he made tapes. He said they were guided meditations back in the 70s. And so I listened to that and just sat with that probably a total of, this is when I really tried to control it, meaning understand it, to figure out what was going on. So this was in my early 20s. So that was late 70s probably. Early 70s, like 73, I guess they said. I'm just listening to them. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a guided meditation, but probably about 3 hours a day and not all at one setting. It was like morning and evening. So mm-hmm. like in the morning, I carved out time to do it. And at the end of the day, and just practiced that. And then I got to where I learned to ask questions. And when that meditation, then that's when they really started to speak. Rather than just be around and I could feel them because they used to touch my face a lot, or, signs. That's when I first started to hear them.
It's really interesting. I was actually just talking with someone yesterday about this notion of what happens at 6 or 7. So it's interesting that you're bringing that up today, because it was on my mind just yesterday that there's something about that age that we lose that ability to connect in that way. And that if we can kind of get back to that space in our mind, then that would be around when that was sort of how I was like theoretically thinking about this, is like if we could get back to that childlike part of ourselves where we're more free, we're less judgmental, where our ego hasn't kicked in yet as to what's right and wrong, what's crazy or not crazy, or then we're much better able, we might be much better able to access these parts of ourselves, or these what's the word I'm looking for? These clairs without the judgment, either from others or from ourselves about what's happening.
Exactly. But, it's can be scary, but there's so many resources out there now that one should not have a difficulty of being able to develop that and be with that, because there's answers out there now where, for me, there weren't. Mm-hmm. They had to come from within. And, go ahead.
What specifically do you feel like Thomas teaches? Like, do they come with a specific message?
No, it's not like that. It is, they say they do have a message. But that's not how they're presented to me.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Um, I guess the message, you know, because they're showing me a couple of things is, you know, that we've talked about before is without the water, there are no islands because water is an illusion for separation. Mm-hmm. And so their message is we're all one and that everyone has access to everything. There's not one person that has, let's say, been deemed only, you know, you can only do this or limited. There's no limits. Mm-hmm. But it's the soul that makes that decision. So what he's saying is the message is that we're here to support you and your soul in any manner that you deem is necessary for you. They're just the support systems. And he says, we can give you any and all answers. So the message is there's always an answer. Mm. So for me, you know, there again, I've been questioning things like, you know, back then it was like, why am I here? You know, like most people do those things. And now it's like when we have our sessions, because I do automatic writing, because this is a way for me to write it down because I don't get it when it's coming through. Mm. So then I can go back and read it. He talks a lot about what's going on in the world and what I need to do. So there's lots and lots and lots of information. And I call it forecasting. Is there some forecasting going on? Absolutely. They've talked about a number of things, you know, with the earth for years. And I probably have 300 or 400 notebooks full of just stuff they've talked about because that's how I communicate with them because that's my time with them. It's my communion to sit because I have to honor them in my mind as, you know, they're gracious enough to be here to support me that I need to give the love back and honor them and just be present and have gratitude with them.
What are they saying about what's going on right now in the world?
It's very complicated. It's, they said to share some of the things.
Please.
Probably a year or so ago, I started seeing a lot of, I call them, it's probably more than that, because they use the word scrimmage rather than war. Mm-hmm. And they were telling me about scrimmages. They also brought up about volcanoes, earthquakes, things like that. There's a, and I'm usually not a person that does, I call it forecasting, but there's one that just seems really unsettling to me that they've shown me over and over again. And it's in the middle of the ocean where it looks to me like it's an earthquake, but it's actually a combination earthquake volcano that we've not had yet. Mm. And this is concerning for me. And what it has to do with the shifting of the polarities, you know, the poles. And so that's what's happening and that's what's causing this. So that is in the works. And I know that at some point that'll happen. The ascension, they don't like the word ascension. But again, the language or any language is difficult because we have to frame it in a way that we can understand the best we can. So what's really happening, and so it's on the micro and the macro, if we're, quote unquote, ascending, the planet is too. So these things that are happening from within with the planet is basically her growth as well.
Mm.
So her frequency is changing, which is called the Schumann resonance. Mm-hmm. So when that changes in that frequency, it's disruptive, let's say, to the cells of her body as well. So how does that appear? Well, that appears with what's going on with the weather.
Mm.
So let's say like a snake, in order for it to grow, it has to shed its skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to grow out. So this is what's happening with the planet as well. So there's shifting going on. So, and you know, it's come from outside as well because the energy from the planets, the sun, all the, you know, this is this is a system. There's this energy going on. So as these higher frequencies come from the sun and it hits the earth, it activates things within the planet as well. So this is nothing to be frightened about. This is just everybody evolving. So, and as far as ascension, what their comment on that is, we are not going up to the higher frequencies. Our soul isn't. The physical body is getting there, but it's not our soul. Our soul comes from source, and source is the highest frequency there is. So within that, we are already there. And so what happens is basically that intense frequency can't be held in within this vessel. So that's where the shift comes on. So a lot of people, then this back to the medical, are having all these symptoms and diseases and things like that. Part of that is just the body being recalibrated to hold that higher frequency, which is yourself, because your higher self is already vibrating in that frequency. And so more of you is what's coming into, more of your consciousness is coming into this physical body.
So why is there the disease then?
The disease, because the body, if you have, there again, your mind, everything is interactive. What's your belief system? There again, that's why there's layers upon layers and layers. Is what's your belief system? What are you being fed? There again, that's at a lower frequency, and that frequency can be disruptive to the cells. So then that creates your in alignment frequency with a vibration of, let's say, cancer or diabetes or things like this. It's all interactive. But the problem I have with that is, yes, we create our own reality, but we don't understand it enough to, we create life by default if we don't have the understanding. Or we create it by belief systems that are really not ours. So it gets really complicated and really muddy. And so people may hear this snippet or that snippet, and then they glean that as the total truth when it's not. So like this seems like everything I'm saying is not clear, because I've hit on so many things, and it's like this is a puzzle that has been thrown apart and you don't even know what piece fits with what. So and that's a lot of what's unsettling for people right now, because they don't have the whole picture, or they it's incongruent with how they feel in their soul.
Okay.
And that causes distress. That could be a reason for depression, because this doesn't feel right to me. I hear this and everybody says that, but that's not how I feel here. So what's wrong with me? Or there again, I can't do that, or it creates limitation.
So how do we work with that when it feels like so many of our larger systems are not in alignment?
Go in, because you have all the answers within you. And so I've said this numerous times, is allow your soul a voice, allow you to speak to you. And the way to do that and clear the clutter, and as I've repeated time and time again, the best method I have found, and the simplest, if people will do it or are drawn to it, but you know, is The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
If you sit, and because what she does through this process, she said, you know, you start writing and it clears out the minutiae, like, I didn't want to get up this morning and do this. Why do I always have to do it in the morning? You can write whatever's on your mind. And after a while, you clear that out. And then your soul will start speaking to you and give you your guidance. And so, as I've said before, then get a notebook and write down a question and leave the page blank. And just let that gestate. And so then when you come maybe for your next session, your morning page pages. They're called morning pages. Mm-hmm. And your soul may start to answer those questions. Mm-hmm. So start asking that. Then that's the physical. So you're connecting that. Then what you'll learn and you should experience at some point is, at some points, because you get them anyway, is insights. You could be, mm-hmm. you know, doing the laundry and all of a sudden something just pops into your head. There's an insight mm-hmm. because your soul has been doing that all along. We just dismiss it usually. Mm-hmm. So if you'll start paying attention to that, you have all the answers. The other thing is when someone's speaking to you and you, how do you know whether or not it's your truth? And again, it's your truth. Is it in alignment with how you feel? Because your body responds to it. You're either receptive to it or not. If you're not receptive to it, then you leave it aside. That belongs to that person, that situation, that may be their belief. So don't let people force their beliefs on you. If it doesn't feel good in the first few seconds, then it's not yours. Mm. So it's learning to, because we have all these barometers, just learning to read the signs, basically, of you. Mm-hmm. Because you have this guidance and you have this support and it's never, ever going to fail you. So, but just be present for it. Again, when you've got all these things going on and everybody's on this tablet, that tablet, that you're pushing it away. Mm-hmm. So you're listening to something that's here. When, you know, your higher guidance is really trying to, you know, tap you on the shoulder.
Linda, what if people are interested in working with you, what is it specifically that you do and where can they find you?
I do just general readings, but they're really not readings. We call them that. We call them intuitive sessions. I offer those. And then I offer medical intuitive. And so you can just go to my website, LyndaDiane.com, LyndaDiane.com.
When you say they're not readings,
I have a person there, Rachel, that if you don't understand something, need to know something, you just email her, she'll help you.
When you were saying they're not readings, what are they?
They're a conversation and you can come with your questions. But what we do behind the scenes, we'll work with your energy. A lot of times we clear energy out, we clear blockages while we're doing it. And again, it's up to the person and what their soul wants. So yes, we'll answer any and all your questions and with great detail. But we also work on the subtle energies. And a lot of times what that means also is sometimes there's things that's brought to light for them to help them maybe explore things that they had no idea about. So what my sessions are about is giving your soul its first opportunity a lot of times to give you some information. So your soul will tell me something and we'll do your reading, whatever you want to address, but your soul usually has something to say. So we share that.
Wow. Fascinating. And you're so like calm. And I feel like you are on another level. And you keep saying you were like 15 in the 70s. And I'm trying to do the math and think.
I'm 73.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. It's always so incredible to me. People who are doing this work at a very high level, I think, tend to seem not to age.
Right. And that was one of the things. That was one of the gifts they gave me. They told me, you know, you'll never get old. Hmm. That was something they told me when I was 6. So I've always believed it. You know, I'm not going to age.
Yeah. It's amazing.
But it's the frequency, too, that mm-hmm. we inhabit in our body, too. You know, again, but anybody can do it, you know. It's just, I just don't want to make me special or, you know, all I did was do the homework. That's mm-hmm. all. Mm-hmm.
I got to get back to my homework.
Yeah.
You're motivating me.
But the calmness is, oh, you said a different, that's the other thing that I want to share with something really, really quickly to help people understand when they're moving in and out of the third and fifth. And that's the lingo out there. So that's where we want to go is that you'll start to notice that this has been around you and you get involved with it, or it has a charge for you, or you have a judgment about it, or, an opinion. And you'll start to notice that you don't feel that way anymore. You can observe it and not have any connection to it at all. Mm-hmm. So like everything that's going on, it's like, that's over there. I'm here. And there's a comfort level with it. There's a peace with it that I have found. And one other thing I want to point out for people, that because I've been experiencing it with clients, so I want to throw this out, is you may feel, and a lot of times I've found this is like early in the morning, that you may feel there's like something different in your body, or that your organs seem to be maybe shutting down, or there's just an odd physical sensation. But the thing that follows that is a massive amount of peace. Mm. So these are some of the symptoms I'm seeing that suggesting people are oscillating in and out of the fifth dimension. Mm. So comfort.
Linda, such fascinating work you're doing. And I really hope that I'm sure that people will reach out after hearing you and
Can I work on you?
Sure.
So,
right now,
I'm going to do a quick one, but I'm going to do a lot after. But okay. I want to do, because there's this irritation. There's what I see in the back of your throat. So I want to kind of I'll tell you what I'm doing.
Okay.
So I'm going in there energetically, and I am trying to work with those cells to bring them to a higher vibration, so that frequency is no longer congruent with this little tickle, let's call it that, okay?
Okay.
Let me do that real quick. Oh, my. Sorry, I just react to things.
No. And feel free to share anything you're reacting to.
Yeah, I've got a couple of things here. Okay, that's enough to start. Part of that's your throat chakra, so the blue. So it really wants to expand. It wants you to have a larger voice. And it's going to work with you. And you've got a new guide that came in there again, because we invited any help. So here... I know I'm going long, but I just need to fill you in on a couple.
No, please. This is so fun and exciting.
We have a team that works with us, but the team is not always stationary. It's not always the same. So like you're working in a different direction or a different capacity. So you will have a specialist, is what I call them, guide that'll come in that'll work specifically with you for that. You're this guy, and the reason I asked for a name, mm-hmm. And it's a very conventional name, because there again, they want to make it comfortable for you. So to address him, to support him, and they say, this is Thomas saying, that he wants you to set up an appointment with him, like maybe 3 times a week, where Great. You guys have a session. His name is Charles.
Hmm. Okay.
And there again, he is also an author. So because he said you need to expand what you're doing as well. So he's here to help you. He just showed up today because he knew there again, he wanted to be properly introduced. This is why he's using this opportunity, he says. So we need to, I want to talk to you a little bit off about what else is going on there. So okay. He said, you know, 3 times a week, and he said he only needs 10, 20 minutes. And perfect. It's up to you with,
okay.
With
regard. I was going to ask if there's a specific day or time.
Yeah, 10 to 20 minutes. He said he doesn't want to take up your day. And he says a lot of this will do, he'll give you insight, but he will also give you maybe a to-do list. And he said this will be at your own pace, but he said something really, there was kind of a crossroads for you in 2019. And he said, so it's a before and after. And so he said, you know, he wants to work with basically dislodging something, you know, with regard to that maybe kept you smaller than you should be. And he's going to help you eliminate all of that. So he has a lot to say. Honestly, he's just going, yeah.
Okay.
Really, Thomas is kind of standing on the sidelines, but Charles is, he said he was an orator and you had worked together before. You will remember him once you start to connect with him.
I kind of want to cry.
And then we'll give you more, you know, because I want to work with your throat a little bit.
Is he going to, is there a certain way for me to connect? Like, is there a best practice?
Yes. I have a thing that's called Room with a View. It's a meditation, and we were just discussing it. That might be helpful for you. So what I'd like for you to do is just once you get off, email Rachel, just rachel@lindadiane.com. Tell her to send you Room with a View.
Okay.
And start there. And I'm going to tell you there again a little later on how to adapt that for you specifically.
Okay.
So that we can start working with you on that way. He's really adamant that, and he says, I see you writing notes, and he said, you've always been a good note taker.
He's right.
And he appreciates that. So he says, please go get a notebook that's just for him.
Oh my God. Okay. He's right. I am a good note taker. It's funny because I have books and books and books of notes. And I just took a class and I decided I wasn't going to take notes. I was just going to be immersed in the class rather than taking notes because all I do is just take notes, notes, notes.
I know. So that's why he wants to do Room with a View, because that's going to take you out of that, but we'll adapt it towards, you know, what you need. So he'll work with you in two different ways, on two different levels, actually.
Okay. So my assignments. I'm also a very good direction follower, is to email Rachel and get this this meditation, and then to get a notebook just for Charles and I.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you and I'll work with you a little bit here in a minute, and we'll finish clearing out this kind of a blockage. So that's going on here. So I just want to move that energy out.
Okay.
And free that up. And maybe a couple of other things. I don't know. We'll see when I get in there.
Okay. Well,
but again, Linda, I have permission.
Yes, you will have my permission. Stay tuned, everybody. I will keep you posted on my experiences with Charles, who I'm very excited to work with. And Linda, thank you so much. This was amazing. I wasn't expecting this, but thank you. You are definitely... I just can feel your energy is so authentic in this work. So, and I'm so grateful for that. I think
to thank Mona.
I was just gonna say, I think I talked about this before we pushed record, but, for those of you who remember, I interviewed Mona, I'm not going to pronounce her last name right. So
Sobhani
on, her book was called, Proof of Spiritual Phenomena. And she had reached out to me to encourage me to have you on. So that is how you are here today. I'll do that intro at the beginning as well for people. But Linda, thank you so much. And for anybody who wants to do your work, all of that information will also be in my show notes for anybody who wants to reach out to you. So thank you, Linda.
Thank you, hon.
Like what you heard today and want to hear more? Wondering what comes next and what it all means? Head over to Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, or anywhere you get your podcasts and hit subscribe. Also, if you could take a minute to rate and review my podcast, I would really appreciate it. Stay tuned as we continue to explore life, death, and the space between.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.